弟兄姊妹,
Peace to all of you, brothers and sisters.
烦不烦? 没有烦, 读了诗篇42篇, 心变烦了。
Well, I'm wondering whether you are being troubled with the verses you just read.
感谢神, 我们这天气终于有好转的趋势啊。
We give thanks to Allah, finally we have a very good weather today.
盼望我们这样的一个心情，这样的一个美丽的天气能激发我们。
I'm hoping this kind of good weather will encourage us to worship our God together with good spirit.
好吧，我们再一次一起祷告仰望神。Let's
bow our heads and pray together again.
父神，我们再次来到你面前，我们将这段时间恭敬交托。Abba
Father, we come before you, assemble before you to worship you.
我们求你圣灵带领我们进入这些的真理。
We pray that your Holy Spirit lead us into the truth.
主啊，你鉴察我们的心思意念。
Examine our hearts and our deeds.
我们在你面前没有什么隐藏。
There's nothing we can hide away from you.
我们求主你怜悯我们。
Lord, have mercy on us.
我们虽然有软弱。
Even though we have weakness.
我们还要因着主你自己的话语刚强。
But because of your words, we can be strengthened.
将今天的这样的一个下面的时间恭敬交托在你恩手。
We commit the following time in your hands.
求你恩膏孩子口，使孩子传讲清楚。
Anoint my lips so I can preach your words clearly.
再次赐给我们受教的心，有开通的耳，我们听得明白。
Give us a teachable heart and open ears so we can listen to your words clearly.
在你面前交托，奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
做基督徒到底是怎么回事？
What is this all about being a Christian?
你有没有发现，好像我们这个比不信的时候更辛苦，生活的更辛苦。Sometimes you
suffer more being a Christian.
有没有？
Do you have the feeling like that?
有没有觉得信了主之后比以前更劳苦？
And you find out you have labored more being a Christian.
我们信了主之后怎么样？ 更多的受苦,
that you find out you suffer more things being a Christian.
有没有? 有没有这种感觉?
Do you have this kind of feeling?
但是我们相信, 绝对不是痛苦。
But I'm pretty sure it's not the suffering.
基督徒应该是在生活充满平安的,
and as a matter of fact, Christians should have a peace in their life.
应该是充满这个活泼,
should have rejoice and have hope in their lives.
应该是有这个喜乐的,
and should have the joy.
是自由丰富的,
should have the freedom and should have enrichment in their life.
是带着这样一个复活大能的,
should have the resurrection power from our Lord.
是不是?
Is that true?
你说是我们长久以来,
if after for a long while being a Christian, if you don't have such experience, then you could be in a problem of the so-called spiritual depression, or we can call it spiritual lows.
这灵性的低潮呢,
spiritual depression has a historical, it's been a historical problem for Christians.
那只要我们翻开圣经呢，那不管是新约旧约，我们常常都会看到类似这样的问题，这样的问题。We
open up the Old Testament and the New Testament, you discover a lot of discussion on this subject.
你说说，我们用海水的涨落来比喻这个灵命的光景。If
we use the analogy of the ocean of rise and fall, we can kind of use that to examine our spiritual life.
假如说我们有这种低潮的话，
If we have a spiritual lows, then definitely have a spiritual ups.
那我们的灵命呢，是在这样起伏当中啊，那不断在成长。
As a Christian, you will grow through this spiritual ups and spiritual downs.
在这样起伏当中成长，这是正常的。
And through this spiritual up and down, Christian eventually will mature.
但是我们就是容许我们自己长期处在一种低潮的状态，没有什么变化。But
we allow us into the spiritual downs for a long time without any change.
那这就是一个反常了。And
then this will not be a normal situation.
你发现自我好像是一个，当我们面对注视着自我的时候，你会落在一个低潮里。
Sometimes if you only focus upon yourself, you will continue to remain in spiritual depression. But if you can take hold on our God and Holy Spirit, He can bring you up to the spiritual climax. Because of cyclic events that we have this a lot of difficulty to go through, so the life becomes so interesting. I'm hoping that we are not always remaining in the spiritual downs or in spiritual depression all the time. God has chosen all of us and forgives all our sins, give us a newborn life. That eternal goal is so we can get into His kingdom and receive His glory. And receive His glory. Not only to enter His kingdom, we also want to receive His glory. The true meaning of salvation is to regain the original glory that God had given us. After the Easter, that we know that our spiritual had come up to a one more higher step. Why are we talking about spiritual depression at all?
其实我们今天, 又透过这诗篇的作者经历,
through the author of this Psalm 42, we want to examine the true meaning of the spiritual depression.
那是因为我们有许多基督徒其实平时生活正处在一种相同的光景底下。
A lot of us have actually in spiritual downs, spiritual depression right now.
那我们探讨这个问题还有一个更重要的原因。
There's also a second reason why we're discussing this important matter.
是为了神的国以及他的荣耀。
This is for God's kingdom and for God's glory.
承认英国这皇室的这个御医呢。
There was a person, he used to be the royal doctor in British England. He gave up his high-paying job at the age of 28 and receiving God's calling. We talked about this person before. It's Dr. David Martin Lloyd-Jones. This is a servant being highly used by our Lord.
他曾经说这么说呢,
he said the following.
他说这个意气消沉的, 闷闷不乐的基督徒,
a Christian, if they are not very happy and being depressed,
那这不但明显的跟他的信仰有所抵触,
this kind of behavior is really definitely in conflict with what he believed.
那实际上呢, 我们也是等于给福音做了一个反宣传。
Actually, that were a in the opposite direction of promoting and spreading gospel.
然后如果基督徒老是一脸的阴霾,
if you always have this melancholy on your face, then you will actually prevent people from believing in Christian.
那这样的话, 神的国如何能开展开呢,
and how can you extend God's kingdom with this such a behavior?
然后不要忘记神在地上的国度,
don't forget the kingdom on this earth.
那这是借着我们每一个基督徒的见证来扩展,
has to be expanded through all the testimony through every Christian.
所以我们要去面对, 要去解决这, 这个灵性低潮的问题。
So we need to deal with this sincere issue of spiritual depression.
所以人家不会觉得好像做一个基督徒就一定要过那种抑郁这种苦闷毫无乐趣的生活。
So that we are not letting other people believe that Christians always have lived a life of this melancholy or troubled life.
其实基督徒的生活是多彩多姿和,
actually, Christian's life should be full of color and full of enrichment.
那许多人他们喜欢唱, 包括我们当中了哈, 我们很多人都喜欢唱一首歌, 叫如露, 如露可慕溪水。
A lot of people like to sing this songs, Deer's Pen for the Water.
那就像鹿在这个切木溪水一样哈，你只要知道这首歌，你就知道这个旋律很优美。
You know that if you know this song, the tune's melody is really beautiful.
然后你听起来的时候是听起来很怎么样？很抒情。
This is very the sounds very comforting.
可是呢，在诗篇四十二篇呢，这里所提到，这作者所提到的这个真实情况。
But the real situation, the background information situation on this is really
那确实是一种非常悲伤，他说极其的悲伤啊。
Actually, the background is pretty sad.
那我们看到他一开始的时候，他就是用这么一句话，他说：“神啊，我的心切慕你，如鹿渴慕溪水。”
As a deer pants for the streams of water, so my soul pants for you, O God.
而我的心渴想神，就是永生神。
My soul thirsts for God, for the living God.
然后我几时得朝见神呢？
When can I go and meet with God?
当他说这句话的时候，我们可以想象他的心情。
When he said about this, we can kind of meditate on what his emotion is.
然后我们可以察觉到，这个作者他生命中的现在跟从前已经改变了。
And we can tell the author has a change of his present life.
现在不再是从前。
That his presence is different than what he had before.
那从前也不是现在的光景。
And then what the situation he had before is no longer what he actually is behaving at the present time.
那我们知道一件事情，他不是不相信神。
We know that he does believe God.
他也不是心远离神。
His heart is not away from Lord.
只是他见不到神。
But he cannot go and meet up with God.
而我们要注意，他不是一个灵命不好的人。
We have to understand this as a person that he is not without a spiritual life.
当我们看到有些时候人有这种光景的时候，我们都以为他灵命不好。
A lot of time when people go into a spiritual depression, we're thinking about he has some trouble, he had a problem in his spiritual life.
那其实不是，刚好是相反的。
But on the contrary.
他是好到一个地步呢，他跟神的关系不能够分离。
It's because the relationship with God is so well defined, so he cannot have any moment departed from the Lord.
就是因为这样的分离使他感到悲伤。
So that the separation with the Lord making in greed, great grief.
因为分离使他痛苦。
Because of the separation making suffer greatly.
因为这个分离使他落入一种沮丧，他没有办法吃喝。
Because the separation with God that leading to depression, he cannot eat and drink.
怎么好像少了一段？没关系。那在第三节的地方，他说：“我现在。”
On verse 3, it says.
然后我现在呢，是昼夜以眼泪当饮食。
My tears has been my food, day and night.
那这个昼夜以眼泪当饮食，可以说是一种忧郁症。
This could be a person is in great depression.
那可是呢？不是所有昼夜以眼泪当饮食的人都是有忧郁症。
I'm not saying that everybody that use tears and as food will be the one in depression.
那我记得这个师母刚生完老虎的时候，有一段时间呢，她的心里非常的忧闷烦躁。
When my wife had the fifth children, she always felt that she had sorrows in her heart.
有一天她跟我说呢。我可能有这个产后忧郁症。
One day she said to me, I may have a post-pregnancy depression.
那刚开始的时候，我也有一点同感。
I was having the same feeling that she might have the post-pregnancy depression.
我只能在暗地里求神怜悯保守。
And I prayed the Lord will help her.
可是呢，我就在反复思想这个事情。
After I thought about this matter for a couple of times.
哎，我发现不对呀。
I thought something's not quite right.
我说从这个生产完了到现在。
After giving birth the baby till now.
然后你也能够吃。
You have no problem on eating.
那你也能够睡。
No problem in sleeping.
你也能够笑。
And no problem in laughing. That actually means you really have no such a thing as depression.
有一件事情是真的,
but there's one true thing.
就是在生产这段期间呢, 你跟神的关系因为忙,
during this pregnancy, the relationship between you and your God has been having some issue.
已经太久没有见到神的面。You
have not met up with God for a long time.
所以你开始发愁。So
that's why you start to worry.
那之后呢，他就开始再回到这个灵修。And
then after that, she started went back to daily devotion.
然后发现这个假性的忧郁症呢，就消失了。And
this type of untrue depression disappeared after that.
那求神怜悯。
May God have mercy on us.
我们有时候需要分辨一下。
A lot of time we have this need to have this discernment.
那作者他说呢，他常常是有吃东西，他每天都有吃。
The author on Psalm 42 mentioned that he constantly had food to eat.
那但是你就问他说你吃饱了没有？
If you ask him what does he eat,
他告诉你我吃饱了。
He would say yes, I did.
你问他你早餐吃了什么呢？
You ask him what did he eat in the morning?
他告诉你我就吃眼泪。
I eat my tears.
那你午餐吃什么呢？
What about lunch?
他告诉我吃眼泪。
Again, tears.
那你晚餐吃什么呢？
What about supper?
我吃眼泪。
Tears again.
那他说他昼夜就是用这个眼泪当食物。
And day and night, my tears has been my food.
那这怎么能饱呢？
How can you feed a person with tears?
你发现当我们人的身体或生理软弱的时候，
Well, when you discover when you are weak in your physical body,
灵里有时候更软弱。
Then definitely your spiritual life will be weakened too.
那可是没有办法。
But there's nothing you can do about it.
就在这样一个阶段，
Just under these circumstances,
在这样一个处境里，
Under this situation,
他就是悲伤。
This person was indeed sorrow.
我想到那些经过这种战乱的跟家人分散的这些人。
I was reflecting upon people during the war, they're separated from their family.
那些这个孩子们走失的父母。
Like parents, they have their children lost during the war.
他们常常拿着相片呢，到处走呢，在找人呢。
They will look for their children with the pictures.
我想他们的心情。 大概就是这样子。
And their minds are their situation just like this.
这个诗人呢，他发现好像神不见，他一直在寻找神，他找不到神。
It's like this person was looking for God, but he cannot find him.
但是他心里焦急。
He was very anxious.
忧愁。
And worried.
他极其的无奈。
He there's nothing he can do about it.
就在那时候。
At that time.
他开始在回忆。
And he started to remember.
然后第四节的时候，我们看到经文，他说：“我从前。”
On verse 4 it says, "The things I remember."
他现在是这样用眼泪昼夜用眼泪当。
Right now he was the food is his tears.
可是他在想一想过去。
But when he remembered what he did before,
不是这样。
It wasn't like that.
其实呢，回忆不是不好。
There's nothing wrong. Remember what you did before.
但是我们若是我们的记忆只有停留在从前，
but if our memory only remain what we remember before,
那我们没有办法珍惜现在，
and we cannot value the present,
这样就不好了。
Then there is something wrong with it.
你发现你经常在想从前的时候，
if you keep on reflecting upon what happened before,
我们很容易落在这种沮丧。
Then you will remain in a deep sorrow and depression.
我们看到这个作者，他说他从前与众人在守这个节。
Then author mentioned about he was holding this festival with his people.
好，我们稍微
verse 4
背景的介绍。
And let's talk about the background of this.
写这个诗篇的作者。 你发现他刚开始的经文，不知道你们的圣经前面是不是有讲说那是可拉的后裔？
I'm wondering whether you pay attention to the first starting from the Psalm number 2. The author was the descendant of Korah.
假如你有印象的话，
If you remember,
在旧约里头，曾经在民数记那边你看到可拉这个名字。
In Numbers, you remember we touched upon Korah.
可拉是谁呀？
Do you know who Korah is?
可拉就是跟这个跟其他人在摩西的时代跟其他人一起这个叛逆的攻。
Korah was a group of people. They attacked Moses with the problem with Moses' leadership.
就在那一段时间呢，那个时候呢，他们的脚下的这个地开口，把他们全部推下
去。And that point in time, God penalized them with the oaths open up and swallow all of them.
圣经告诉我们，把他们家人全部都吞下去。
The earth opened up and swallowed all the families of Korah.
他们家人还有存在吗？
Is there any people that survived after that?
有吗？啊，没有。没有怎么出现在这里？
If no one survived, how would this person appear? The author appeared to be the descendant of Korah.
有的时候我们看到神为什么那么残忍？
A lot of time we know that God is very sincere in his punishment.
好像把人一次就给灭绝。
Like he will be demolish people at one instance.
可是当我们在仔细去看圣经的时候，你会发现。
But if we study Bible carefully,
其实神因着怜悯，他为人存留余种。
Because of his mercy, actually keep the survivor.
这个是可拉的后裔他所写的这个诗。
This is a psalm written by the descendant of Korah.
虽然他的祖先呢，是这样的悖逆。
Even though their ancestor was a rebellion to the God.
可是他的后裔却是非常的敬虔。
But his descendant was very truthful to the Lord.
看到历代志上的时候，那个地方历代志上第六章那个地方有记载。
If we read the Chronicle, chapter 6.
那大卫呢，就安排这其中呢，这个。可拉呢？这后裔他们来做这个诗班的班长。
King David arranged the descendant of Korah to be the director of the music.
他们在管理这歌唱的事情。
They manage all the music in the temple.
所以这时候他说他在回想神的恩典。
So at this moment in time, he was recollecting the thought about God's gracing.
然后他从前是带着会众呢，用欢呼这种称赞的声音。
Back then,
来到神的殿，在那守节。
Back then, he was able to gather the crowd to worship Lord.
然后有时候呢，那个你知道，在旧约里头，守节不是一天两天，那有时候整个礼拜下来，几个礼拜下来。
As you know that in the old, the festival in the Old Testament could last for a very long time, could be several days.
他们灵里是何等的兴奋。
And they're joyful in their hearts and spirit to worship Lord.
可是现在呢
？But what happened now?
他流落在异地他乡。
He was in the foreign land.
那过去那些的美好成为了一个回忆。
Then all he has right now is a good old memory.
因为是这样，因为他想到这些事情。
Because of this memory.
那心里极其的悲伤。
So he had the deep sorrow in his heart.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
那让我们回想一下我们信主的这信主以来。
We can reflect upon of our life being a Christian.
我们刚信主的时候，我们也是很高兴、很兴奋。
When we believe in God, we always very joyful and excited.
那段时间，我们跟主亲密交往的时刻，那时候侍奉敬拜一个接一个，你发现怎么样？不但觉得累，而且非常的喜乐。
During an intimate relationship with Lord, we always have joyful heart to worship God, to serve God.
可是现在呢？
But what about now?
那种甜蜜的感觉还存在吗？
Do we still have that intimate relationship with our Lord?
若是不存在的话,
if the relationship has somehow disappeared,
到底是有什么事情拦阻了我们朝见神的面?
What is the barrier and hindrance that prevent us from go and meet with God?
或许我们的人还在这里,
probably our physical body is still here.
我们比这诗篇作者的光景还好，我们有神的殿可以使用。
We still, we're better than the author of Psalm 42. We still have a temple we can use.
可是很多时候我们的心却是远离、流离。
But a lot of time our heart is not here.
那我们经历不到神的同在。
we cannot experience God's coexistence in the temple.
就是因为这样子我们感到忧闷。
Because of this, we will have depression.
我们感到烦躁。
We will have anxiety.
我们不安，没有这么喜乐。
Unsettledness, we have no joy.
为什么？
Why?
我们说问自己，我的心呢？你为什么要忧闷？
And we need to ask our heart, why is your heart troubled?
为什么在我里面烦躁？
Why I have anxiety in my heart?
那我们要先把这个原因找出来。
We need to find out the root cause for this.
我们才能够去对付这样的一种沮丧。
And then we can really deal with this situation.
但是当我们在找这原因的时候，
When we are trying to find the root cause for this,
请我们记得第一件事情，先检视我们跟神的关系。
The first thing we need to examine is our relationship with our Lord.
因为那个根本的原因可能就在这里。
Because the true root cause will be there.
那我们再看到这诗篇，这个诗人，他第二个提到他沮丧、灵里低潮的原因。
And the author mentioned about second reason why he had a spiritual depression.
那我们发现，这是第二个原因是跟人的关系。
The second reason is relationship with other people.
当我们跟神的关系很好。
Our relationship with God will be good.
但是假如我们跟人的关系不好的时候，
But if our relationship with other people has some trouble,
这会让我们感到很沮丧，很挫败。
It will also leave us into depression.
那真正的灵命好，
If you really have a good spiritual life,
是要透过跟神关系的这个和好，
that you need to with the good relationship with our Lord,
进而去处理我们跟人之间的这种关系，
and then you can master the relationship with other people.
从6到第6节开始， 我们看到这个诗人呢， 他的心里因为忧闷。
From chapter 6, from verses 6 through 10, because of the trouble that the author has.
他说他就到处的走来走去。
He was walking around.
然后从这个山走到那个山， 他不是游山玩水啊。
From this place to the other place.
然后他说他走来走去呢， 他是在纪念神， 不然你走到哪里都在纪念神。
He wanted to remember God.
因为他跟神的关系还是连接的很好。
The relationship, the connection between the God is still being maintained.
其实除了这个，我们说一个人在沮丧当中没有食欲之外，
During the depression, most of the time we don't have appetite.
你发现一个人坐立不安，这也是一种的低潮沮丧。
You know that you also have unsettledness.
我们说这种是像躁郁症一样。
That you are thinking, this is just like a depression, the expression of the depression.
那当我们看到这作者他走来走去，在这个山间水，这个水里的在走来走去的时候，
When this author was walking around from mountain to mountain, from one water pool to the other,
他的心情是不一样。
His mental situation is different.
那些瀑布的响声呢？
The rolls from the waterfall.
那些波浪的洪涛。
The waves.
在他听起来都好像是这个要吞灭他的样子。
And those are supposed to be good nature, but seem to be trying to devour him.
假如我们看第八节的话，从第八节他自己的描述呢，我们可以看到他信心还算是坚定的。
But from verses, we know that this author still have a good faith.
因为他说呢，他白昼耶和华必向我施慈爱。
By day, the Lord directs his love.
夜里我要歌颂祷告赐我生命的神。
At night, his son is with me.
可是呢，尽管他信心坚定，
But even though he has a very good, strong faith,
他灵里还是非常的软弱，
But he still has weakness in his spirit.
弟兄姊妹，这是真实的信仰。
This is a, brothers and sisters, this is a true situation for a Christian.
不是因为我们心里软弱，就说呢，我们这个没有信心，不一定是。
Not because we're weak and we declare ourselves we don't have spiritual faith.
好，他就在那个时候，他灵里软弱的时候，他开始心里有了疑惑。
And because he had some weakness in spirit, he had some starting to have some doubts.
他说：“我要对神说。”
So I want to tell the Lord.
他只是对神说，他不是埋怨呢，你要分清楚。
He didn't complain to the Lord.
这跟可拉这个他的祖先不一样的情况，他只是对神说。
This is different than the different from Korah.
他说：“神啊，你为何忘记我？”
Lord, why did you forget about me? Why have you forgotten me?
这是一个人低潮时候常常有的一种感受。
This is a lot of time representation of what we would have while we've been we are depressed.
觉得怎么样？我们自己被孤立起来了。
It's like you're being in solitude.
没有人能够了解我。
No one understand you at all.
那我们所谓前不见古人，后不见来者，就自己一个。
They see that you don't see anybody before you and anybody after you. You're the only one.
可是我们要知道，这感受不一定是真实的。
But a lot of time we know that.Feeling doesn't represent the true truth.
因为在以赛亚书的第六章六十三章第九节那个地方，他告诉我们写得很清楚。
Isaiah 63, verse 9.
的耶和华对以色列民对他们说呢。
Jehovah said to the Israelites.
然后他们在一切苦难当中，他也同受苦难。
In all their distress, he too was distressed.
并且他面前的使者拯救他们，他以慈爱怜悯救赎他们。
And the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and mercy, he redeemed them. He lifted them up and carried them all the days of old.
那我们不要把感受用这个感受来否定这个信仰的真实。
We should not using our feeling to deny our faith.
没有错，我们会有低潮的时候。
Yes, we do have spiritual downs.
可是神他说呢，我要以永远的慈爱爱你。
But Lord said that I will love you with everlasting love.
请我们记住一件事情。
Brother and sister, we need to remember one thing.
那不论你在什么样的光景底下。
No matter what kind of circumstances you are in right now.
神说他的爱你。
Lord said He loves you.
即使在那种灵命低潮的情况下。
Even though we are in spiritual depression.
他仍然是以马内利的神。
He is still the Lord of Emmanuel.
他与你同在。
He will be with you. Amen.
当我们情绪低落的时候。
When we are in spiritual downs.
你发现我们人耳朵什么话都听不进去。
A lot of time your ear was completely plugged up. You won't be able to listen to any advice.
可是奇怪的。
But for some reason.
别人骂你的声音呢，批评议论的这些声音呢，我们都听进去。
All the rebuking, then you will listen to those rebuking very, very clearly. Did you have such an experience?
更可怕的是呢。
Most awfully is.
有一些没有的事情，我们也可以想象。
A lot of time, things are not true. We'll twist them into truth.
我们就把它当作一种事实来接受。
We accept them as a truth.
我们要小心。
We need to be careful with those.
我们只要继续这样下去的话，下一步就是精神分裂了。
Then the next time we're gonna have a real illness.
那这个诗人他心里疑惑的时候，他发了疑问呢？他向神发这疑问里头呢，我们看起来他有点懊恼他自己。
When the author was asking God, it gave us impression that he had some doubts about himself.
好像为什么我自己那么不争气啊？
How come that I cannot overcome this situation or win over this situation myself?
刚开始他是说，神啊，你为什么离弃我？
At the beginning, he said, God, why have you forgotten me?
可是这接着他又说，我为何因着仇敌的欺压，时常哀痛
？And next he said, Why must I go about mourning, oppressed by the enemy?
其实。有些事情是不可否认的事实。
A lot of time, we cannot deny the truth.
你也不要说是因为你不争气。
It's not because, you have nothing, you can do to control the situation.
因为在作者的观点是，的确是有这样的仇敌敌人的声音不断在他旁边。
But because there's actually the fact is there's unceasing enemy persecution in that situation.
那些人的声音，那些人经常对他说，他说不住的对我说，你的神在哪里
？And the enemy continues to say, Where is your God?
你的神在哪里
？Where is your God?
弟兄姊妹，这是一个打击心里的话。
Brother and sister, those are the voices that will attack you.
这句话代表着是这种消极负面的话。
This is a word that will negate all your thought.
代表一些那讽刺讥诮的话。
This will be things that definitely put you down.
可能是挖苦你、苛责的话。
That will be something that give you a wrong feeling.
那许多时候令人沮丧，倒不是那些不幸的事情、倒霉的事情。
A lot of time, things that giving you depression is not those unfortunate and lucky things.
你发现很多时候是因为一些人说的一些话。
But most likely will be because the the words that people spoken to you.
请我们记得，这话语是带着能力的。
We need to know that words carry power.
这话语呢，可以造就人，也可以伤害人。
A word can encourage people. They can also bring people down.
话语可以建造人，也可以拆毁人。
Words can research people, can also break people down.
所以我们要很小心的说。
So we need to be very careful in the words we are speaking to people.
这个礼拜，从上个礼拜开始，我们家人开始感冒。
We had this cold in our family since last week.
一个一个都感冒了之后，有一天我们家孩子突然问我一句话。
After one after the other being sick, and one of my children asked me.
他说：“爸爸，为什么大家都感冒了，你没有？”
We all got sick, but why haven't you got sick?
然后我就告诉他，因为我不行，因为家里有很多事情，教会有事情，所以我不能感冒，身
边没有。Because I'm busy and God had mercy on me, so I never got sick.
但是呢，我这讲完了之后，我心里就开始不安了。
And then after I said that, I have some uneasiness.
他这一句话先深入我的心中，我反复思想。
And then I start to giving a deep thought on this question.
就是从星期五开始，我就开始觉得有点怪怪的了。
And after Friday, I started feeling a little bit different.
接着两天，这两天都是这个昼夜以眼泪当饮食。
And in these 2 days, my food has been my tears.
早上来的时候，还有弟兄看到我说：“牧师，你终于感冒了。
”And finally, there's one brother said, "Finally, Pastor, you got sick now."
可见多少人虎视眈眈等着我感冒。
I know that most of you go, some people.Was waiting to see this happen.
神怜悯，在我最痛苦的时候，对我说这句话。
Praise the Lord that Lord had something to comfort me at my difficult time.
那在箴言的十二章的二十五节呢，他告诉我们一句话，他说：“人心忧虑，屈而不伸。”
In Proverbs 12:25, it says, "An anxious heart weighs a man down."
可是一句良言使心欢乐。
But a kind word cheers him up.
我们求神帮助我们多用这个良言，使人的心欢乐。
We pray to the Lord will use us to use good words to comfort other people.
没有错，在我们生活里面，你难免会听到一些仇敌的声音。
Yes, indeed, we always will have voices from our enemies.
那些的声音会使人感到忧闷、烦躁。
Those voices from the enemy will give us sorrows and depression.
可是我们要常常在圣经里头，在神的话语里头来寻找这些的良言。
But we need to look into the Bible for the good words.
那神的话语可以医治人。
Lord's word can heal people.
可以使人再一次得到欢乐。
Can give us joy.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我不晓得听见人对你说了些什么负面话。
Have you ever heard anything that people saying to you? Being negative.
那你是不是为这些家人也好，朋友也好，同事人他们说的这些话呢，感到忧闷烦躁
？Have you ever been troubled with the words your friends, your family member and your coworker said to you in the last week?
也许你说你不去理会这些，保持距离吧。
Maybe you say I'm not going to pay attention to those. I'm just going to keep a distance from them.
那可是他们却不住的对我说。
But they were.Say those things to me unceasingly. Even though my ears are completely plugged up, but those words already came into your heart and occupied all your mind. And let me try to say this one more time. Read more of God's words.
我们多默想神的话
，and meditate on the good advice of our Lord.
让这些积极正面的话能够深入我们的心思意念。
That these positive and encouraging words, dwell in our minds.
我记得刚开始那个，这个 DVD 这种东西出来的时候，我不晓得这 DVD 它有什么，还这种是可以 rewrite 的跟没有 rewrite 的。
When DVD first came out, I was wondering whether those DVD can be rewritable.
后来人家告诉我，这个是 different， 有不同的。
And people tell me that there's different version or different formats of DVD.
假如人造的这种 DVD 都可以 rewrite 的话
，If the DVD can be rewritten，
那我们对神所造的，我们这个人更是可以帮助我们去 rewrite， 去重新再重。
Then no doubt, all minds can be rewritten with God's words.
让神的一些积极正面的话来取代我们这消极负面的话。
Let the encouraging words and positive words allow Lord to rewrite our mind.
求神怜悯，因着我们很多时候不同的原因，让我们造成低潮。
Lord have mercy on us for our spiritual lows.
在今天的诗篇里头，我们至少看到两种原因。
There's two reasons in Psalm 42 that we read today.
一个是跟神的关系疏离，看不到神，见不到神。
And because of the loose connection with our Lord.
另外一个是跟人的之间的关系冲突，让我们沮丧。
And second thing that causing the depression is the relationship with the people around you.
你说这样有没有解决之道
？And you were asking one thing is there a resolution to this matter？
那解决之道就是我们去勇敢的去面对，不是逃避。
And the true and only resolution is to courageously face those situations, but not to escape from it. You need to recognize there's the existence of the problem.
我们要学习自我的控制。
Learn how to control yourself.
我们要操练跟自我来说话。
And then you need to practice talk to yourself.
跟自我说话，跟自我对我们说话，这是不一样的。你分得清楚吗？
I can.
Okay, 一个是主动，一个被动。
Okay, one of them is active, the other one is passive.
那自我是在我们里头的一些的意念。
Talking to yourself is your own mind. You're talking to yourself.
就好像跟这个诗篇这诗人说，你的神在哪里呢
？Just like in Psalm 42 says, "Where is your God?"
常常我就会对你说一些，让你想起一些过去。
Let you remember the past experience.
你不要让他来控制你。
Don't let those voices control you.
相反的，你要来控制他。
On the contrary, you need to control those negative thoughts.
你要对他来说。
You need to speak to those thoughts.
对你的自我里面的自我说，应当要仰望神。
Speak to those voices coming to you that you need to look up to the Lord.
Hey, 应当仰望神。
Need to look up to the Lord.
因为神他要用笑脸来帮助。
Because God will help us with a loving face.
这样你可以分到这个区别没有？
Can you tell the difference?
我们要对自我来说话。
We need to talk to yourself.
那我们学习这样的一种自我的控制。
Need to practice.Self-control.
当我们有神介入在我们里头帮助我们
，If you have God intervene in your life，
这就要成为我们灵命生活得胜的开始。
To help you and that you will regain strength in your spiritual life.
除了这之外呢，神呢告诉我们不要忘了要称赞他。
In addition to this, don't forget to praise the Lord.
有的时候你发现你好像没有办法祷告下去看圣经。
A lot of time you find out when you are studying Bibles.
你可以用另外一种方法，就是诗歌赞美。
It's difficult to study in Bible, then you can use praises to worship Lord.
透过这诗歌的赞美，可以带领我们脱离这沮丧的这困境。
Through the song, through the simperation, it will lead you out of trouble.
你发现，当你一次又一次的唱的时候
，then you find out one after the other after you sing praises to the Lord.
你脸上的愁容就开始改变。
Then the sorrow or melancholy on your face will gradually disappear.
那好像我们所谓的拨云见日。
It's just like when you have a cloudy day, you open up the clouds.
求神帮助我们称赞他。
We pray the Lord will help us that we can praise Him all the time.
称赞他的时候，他就成为我们的力量。
When we praise Him, then He will become our strength in our life.
最后，在信息结束的时候
，at the conclusion of the sermon today,
我很想用一首诗歌带着我们大家一起唱一首诗歌。
I'd like to sing a song together.
这首诗歌都不在您的里面。
With you, this song's not either in either of your hymn book.
这里面也没有吗？那没关系，没有了。
And we should have PowerPoint presentation.
是后来我放上去的。那其实这首诗歌就诗篇，四十二篇他写的。
This song is from Psalm 42.
那我们下次有机会的时候，我们再来唱这首诗歌。
We can sing this song next time.
在今天信息结束的时候，我只希望我们记得一件事情。
At the conclusion of this sermon, I want to remind you.
无论我们处在什么样的情况底下,
no matter what circumstances we are in,
当你特别是处在了灵命低潮的状态中,
especially when you are in a spiritual downs,
仰望神,
look up to the Lord. He will help you with a loving face.
Amen.
Amen.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.